to do. Zeich nishmas avi mori yachol nisol pichas zeich nishmas daniel shein abas Yeshua Falk. Okay, says the Torah. Vayichi Yaakov beretz Mitzrayim shva esrei shana. He may Yaakov shnei chayav shev charim avim shva shana. So we know Vayichi Yaakov lama parsha zustuma, the famous Rashi. Why is Parshas Zustuma? What does this mean, Parshas Zustuma? So, as I've tried to point it out once, a lot of people make a mistake of what it means. You know, we have Parsha Psucha, Parsha Stuma. That's not what it means here. I've tried to point it out here. It means there's no space. Usually, between the Parshias, there's a concept of Parsha Psucha, Parsha Stuma, but at least there has to be a Parsha. I mean, you have to have nine letters of empty space. Here, it's just a little space, and then you start already Parshas Vayichi. So it's filled in. Parsha Psucha Stuma usually means that it's open. It has nine. It's just a question of where do you start? Do you start the next Parsha at the end of the line or the next line? But there's still nine empty, space for nine empty letters. But here, there's not no space, so it's not a, like Rav Shechter pointed out, it's not a Parsha Stuma. It's Mamish Stuma Mamish. You know, there's a unique thing, that the next Parsha is just a little space, and now already it says Vayichi. There's no nine empty space for nine letters. And then, it's a question, how is it written? Is it written as a Parsha Psucha or as a Parsha Stuma? But here it's not even written as a separate Parsha, it's Stuma Mamish. Rashi says, why is this Parsha Stuma? So he says, Lefisha Kevin Shanifta Yaakov Avinu Nistamu Einayim Libam Shal Yisrael Mitzaras Hashibud. Because
he is very, very, in it. Also did not get any Parsha sheets.
But you didn't get a Parsha sheet? Ilan?
Kirby, so Heckler just said, he sent the Gemara, he didn't send the Parsha. Okay, I'll send it right away. Akiva also sent Parshas Vayichi, sent to Gemara.
Okay, we got it?
That's also the clarity is like very, very scratchy, very...
What? You don't hear me?
I hear well. I think it could be it's on your end.
I also hear fine. I hear absolutely perfect.
Okay, you got the... You hear now? Yeah? Everyone got the parsha?
It's fine. We'll do the best we can.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so why is this parsha stuma? Again, stuma, if you didn't hear, stuma there doesn't mean a parsha stuma. It means stuma mamish. There's no nine osios. Fisha kevish and nifta yakov avinu nistnoi neim libam shall yisrael mitzaras hashibuti. That when Yaakov Avinu died, so the eyes and heart of Klal Yisrael were stuma, were plugged up from the Tzaras HaShibud. So the heart was clogged up, and the eyes were clogged up, you know, no seeing, no heart. And then the other thing is, Bikesh Yaakov wanted to reveal when the Geula is going to be, and then it eluded him. So what I want to do just now is you, and you can see the other things later, but I just want to do a piece in the Kaja Glover with you. And that's on page 10 is the Sharblat of Ari Tzvi Frommer of the Kaja Glover, and page 11 is the Kaja Glover. So it says like this. Parash Rashi, page 11. Lama Parsha Zustuma, the Fisha Kevin, Shanifta Yaakov Avinu, Nisnamu, Einayim, Velibam, Shal Yisrael, Mitzaras Hashibud. Vinehastima hi ba'osios HaTorah. You see, he explains it now. Shiroishi yet Mokam is a rake me'osios. Right? It really should be nine osios worth of empty space. Vamokam nismale im osios HaTorah. But the nine, the area that's supposed to be empty, nine, that you could write nine letters there, now is filled with letters. So what's the idea? He says like this, Nir Lanias Daiti, Behektem Adipligi Beresh Brachas. This is a Gemara I always think about. I always think about this Gemara. You know, the Gemara speaks about Yisurim. Yisurim Shel Ava. Sometimes Hashem gives Yisurim. You know, it's punishment. But sometimes it's Yisurim Shel Ava. Now, how do you know which Yisurim is it Yisurim Shel Ava, or is it, you know, to make us grow and to make us grow from life experience, or is it like a Yisurim, you know, more Midas Hadin type of Yisurim? So the Gemara has two opinions. One opinion is Chara Omar is a Yisurim Shel Ava Kol She'ein Behem Bittel Torah. If there's no Bittel Torah, that's Yisurim Shel Ava. V'chad Omar Kol She'ein Behem Bittel Tefila. And one of them is if there's no Bittel Tefila. I was thinking about this a lot during the Corona Tekufa. You know, about Bittel Torah, Bittel Tefila, and how that fits in with, you know, with the Yisurim Shel Ava. You know, it's something to think about in the context of everything going on, how this, you know, fits in with that. So you have to see what you know. You have to analyze the situation in terms of Bittel Torah, Bittel Tefila. And some say both. In other words, you have to have that it's no Bittel Torah and no Bittel Tefila, and that's Yisurim Shel Ava. Because of Hashla, the halachic of Asayim. Like the second opinion. He says he thinks there's no machlokas. Ukuli alma lo chashivi Yisurim Shel Ava rak she'ein behem Bittel Torah utfila. In other words, he says he thinks everyone agrees that to be Yisurim Shel Ava means you could still be able to learn and you're still able to daven. There's no Bittel Torah and there's no Bittel Tefillah. After Sefir they came in the Yisurim and Markin, they say he's Kabbalah Torah with Tefillah Shalol Ratzon Bashamayim. He says, but what's the word? He says, a person has Yisurim, that cleanses the individual. That cleanses the individual. Right? So he says like this, that Yisurim Memarkin, they say he's Kabbalah Torah Tefillah Shalol Ratzon Bashamayim. In other words, if you have a Yisurim, so maybe that is really aiding you davening and learning. Because if a person is a Balavera, the Mikar calls Manchay a Balavera, Torfim a mitzvah shalom b'fanav, that his mitzvahs are swallowed up. Kimoshikosav a Rambam. You know, in other words, they're not accepted. Because if you're Balavera and you're learning Torah and you're doing mitzvahs, so it's a begam in your learning, and it's a begam in your davening. But if you become purified through the Yisurim, so that could what? That could help both your Torah and your Tefillah. Because of a Rambam, that the person is a balaveira, so his mitzvahs are not accepted. Right? But once he gets Yisurim for his sins, v'nismarek, and he becomes purified, az yiskablu l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem yisbarach. Him came ha'yisurim heim tzorach l'toru l'tfila she'alu l'reach nicholach. That Yisurim make, in other words, if it's a challenge, that purifies the person, and now it aids to his Torah and tfila. Ke'im shekosav ha'toysis. T'mayim ha'malach Shehein tzorach l'isa. In other words, if you have a dough, and the dough you make with water and salt, and you need it for the dough. So even though it's considered two different species, the dough is one species, the water is another species, it's mim shehein amino, but still, hashivi kamo mim amino l'isa. Because l'maisa, you wouldn't be able to have the dough if you didn't have the water. So it's considered one conglomerate, one thing. It's not considered like two different species. Yeah. Mishas Hayisurim. Okay, it's really Eil Veilahim Yisurim Shalava. The Chashiv Eil Ein Behem Bidl Torah Utfila. He says, in other words, that if the Torah, if the Yisurim are causing the person to be purified, then at first glance, maybe you could say that you were learning less Torah as a result of the Yisurim. And then, tak, it's not Yisurim Shalava. But if you're saying that the person was needed this process to purify himself, so then the Torah and the Tefillah are becoming better because of the Yisurim. Okay, it's really Eil Veilahem Yisurim Shalava Chashav Kilu Ein Behem Bidl Torah Tefillah. So when Rashi says that Nistamu Yideim Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael Mitzar Sashibud, he says Merama is Al Bidl Toru Tefila, because Pashup Shad Rashi, he means that Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael Mitzar Sashibud, that the Shibud Mitzrayim caused Klal Yisrael not to be able to learn as much and not to be able to daven as well. And Einayim, what does it mean, Einayim V'Libam? Einayim Merama is Al Or Torah Shenistamu Einayim. That's the Or Torah that you need your eyes to see the Torah. V'Libam is the Avodah Shabalev. This the Einayim V'Libam means that the Torah and the Tefillah were what? Were caused to be stopped up. So the Avodah Shalev was problematic, and the Avodah Ha'ayin was problematic. So at first glance, the Golos of Mitzrayim was not Yisurim Shalava. They were Yisurim Sheyesh Mahem Bittul Torah Tfila. Vastima he Me'emtzaos Osios HaTorah. The Rames, next page, the Hagolos Atzma Shehi Astima Nechsheves Kibot Torah. But he says, on one hand, in other words, this is his question. Was the Golos Mitzrayim, was that Yisurim Shalava or not Yisurim Shalava? So on one hand, Nistamu Einayim, Philibam, from the Golos. Right? So but on the other hand, on the other hand, he says an unbelievable thing. However, so he says an unbelievable thing. So we were lacking in Torah and Tefillah, right? But Nistamu, this is a G'oinus he's saying here. What was the Nistamu here? The Nistamu was that there was more Torah. Why? Because the nine osios, the space that normally you have, empty space of nine osios, was filled in here. It was filled in. So on one hand, there was Nistamu Libo Meineim, but Nistamu, not Nistamu, normally something's Nistamu, there's less of it. You're trying to get a flow of something and it was Nistamu. But here, the steamer made more osios haTorah. The Rambam says, "Dagolos atzma he astima nechsheves kmo Torah, kevin dezehaya gorim la Torah," because as a result of there was a purification. It was a purification, because Klal Yisrael, that's the famous Shaloh Hakadosh, that in Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they learned one thing. You know what they learned? They learned how to be machnia themselves. They had to be machnir themselves to Paro. And then you take the lesson of Hachna, and then you apply it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the whole lesson of Shiva Mitzrayim was a lesson in Hachna. How to be, like Rabbi Cohen said, Rabbi Yom Yisrael Cohen said, how to be an Evet, how to be machnir yourself. That's the Shaloh HaKadosh says. So on one hand, you could see that there was less Torah and less Tefillah. nistamu einem v'libam. But on the other hand, they became individuals who became purified. And now, as we said before, if a person's a Baal Aveira, the Rambam says, your Torah is ripped up. Your tefillah is ripped up. But now, that they became another, they were meshabed themselves to Mitzrayim. They got this madrega. So now the Torah tefila are parcha le'ela. It's not an individual who's a Baal Aveira that Torah tefilos are befanav. So now the Torah and the tefila was nisrabe. So on one hand, it seemed that it wasn't Yisurim Shalava, but on the other hand, it's like Gimel Matonas Tovas Nasar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael V'kulam Nusanam El Al Yidei Yisurim V'achas Mehem Is Torah. So that's always the thing in life. You know, what did this experience cause me? It made me less Torah, less Tefillah? Or on the other hand, on one hand it did, but on the other hand, it made me a person who's more purified, and therefore the Torah now that I learned, or the davening I have, now is going to go l'shamayim. It's going to be...
Is there less Torah or not?
So on one hand, there was probably... There could be there was less Torah, but on the other hand, there's now more Torah, because the Torah that they had till now... The Torah they had till now, maybe... You know, it wasn't so effective. Because they were, when a Baal Aveira learns Torah, or Davins, it doesn't go to Shemayim, right? Lo parcha le'ela, right? Lo parcha le'ela.
Are you saying there's less Torah quantitatively
than
more qualitatively?
No, what I'm saying is that, right, in other words, there was Bittul Torah, because they were in the Sheba, there was Bittul Torah. But so on one hand, you could say that the whole Golus Mitzrayim was Yisurim not Shalava. But Rashi's saying, the depth of Rashi is that Nistamu Al Yidei, that the nine empty spaces were filled in. So now the Torah became a Torah that was more meaningful. It's not empty spaces anymore. It's full spaces. So even though maybe the Torah was not, in terms of how much they learned in Mitzrayim, was less, but it changed the whole machus of the person. It purified him. It made him a machnia. And then that filled in the spaces. So in the end of the day, from another perspective, it was considered not, it was Bittul Torah Tefillah, so it was not Yisurim Shalava from one perspective. But in the end, it became so. That's why he says there's a brilliant goyness he's saying here. That's why the nistamu over here was nistamu al yidei riboy, because this nistamu, normally the parshas stumam just means that it, you know, how which line begins where, and but here it means that the stima was that the nine letters, the empty letters, were filled in. That's nistamu, and that brought riboy. Torah. Because now, even though it might have been less Torah during those times, but now the Torah became a more effective Torah that became a ribui. So in life, you have to look things from the perspective. What did I lose out here? In Mitzrayim, I didn't learn the same amount of hours. But did I become? But now I became a different type of gavra, that now my Torah and tefillah is more chashiv. Because now it's coming from a different part, a different sug mech, a different type of person. And in the end, it wasn't. So you think about this vort. I think there's a lot to apply, about how, you know, how people deal with the virus, and how, you know, how that affected people in terms of quality, in terms of quantity, in terms of changing the person. And just this Rashi alone, the way Kaddish Glover learned up a Rashi. No one learns a Rashi like that. The way the Kaddish Glover learned up. Just reading this paragraph. There's more here about different things, but we're not. You look in the packet, you could see different things that he puts in. But that's the main part that I wanted to show you. So, okay. So I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Let me say hello to everyone. Rav Akiva Poppers and Rav Yosef Katan, Rabbi Lavi. Rabbi Kesselman and Yitzchak Carroll and Shlomo Garfinkel and Manuel Dicker and Nathan Bauer and Rav Levin and Rabbi Levy and Jacob Silberger and Avi Armisville and Rav Levin and Dov Fink and Ilan Sasson and Roy and Harav Tanner. We wish you all a good Shabbos and Bez Hashem. Monday we continue, Bez Hashem. Monday we continue, and Rabbi Kesselman's father should have an Eloi Neshama for the Yort site, and everyone should be well. And Bez Hashem, on Monday we'll start packet Gimel with Betzias Apas, Bez Hashem. Okay, Kol Tov, everybody. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
How are you doing, Rabbi Tanner? Okay.